awareness of climate change across the world is there. Environmental factors play a major role in Tamil tourism. So inflow of tourists and outflow of people, their environmental factors play a very important role. Any environmental changes. For example, there's been heat wave in north of India in April, May last year. It went above 40, 45 degrees in Delhi, and people avoided going to Delhi. Don't want to go there and simmer in the heat. Unless I had business, I wouldn't go there. As a tourist, I wouldn't go to Delhi. I don't want to see Qutub Minar at that time of the year. I don't want to go to Agra at that time of the year. I'd rather go somewhere else. So these places have been avoided. Even the hill stations. Hill stations in northern India saw a decline during that period. Because they're, especially in June 2022, they recorded 28 degrees centigrade. Now, 28 degrees centigrade, it made me change my hill stations. Choice of hill stations. Because at the end of the day, if it's going to get hot in a hill station, I'm going to cool myself there. I'm not going to go hot. It's already hot where I'm staying. So that plays a very important role. Non-uniform health regulations in the post-COVID period. That's another external factor. Government authorities across the world have put restrictions. And there were major restrictions earlier. Now they've eased. But they're not eased effectively throughout the world. It's usually affected the hospitality and travel, especially when it's going from country to country. I mean, you go into a different country, there are different regulations. Each country has their own regulations. Although there is a gradual decrease in cases, there's vaccination effect, people have started moving from one place to another. There is no standard regulation across the world. There's no standard regulation even for domestic travel in India. It keeps changing from state to state. It has changed so many times, and another resurgence will change it again. I mean, like you have to do if you go abroad, US or UK, you have to do RT-PCR test, antigen test. You have to do many tests before you go. You have to have vaccine certification, otherwise you won't get visa also nowadays. So you need to carry a vaccine certification, you won't be allowed to travel otherwise. But it varies from different state, country to country. Which is again becoming a problem because it's stressing tourists out. You have to do homework before you move from one place to another. You don't want to go to a state or a country and get stuck because all of a sudden there's a little bit of a COVID spread, and there are lockdowns again. You don't want to do that. It happened last year. Now, hopefully, it will not happen again, but that did happen. So these are things which are external factors. Today it's COVID, tomorrow can be another pandemic, you don't know. It could be another epidemic, not a pandemic. Epidemic happens in a particular area only. So you do not know. Now there's internal factors which are coming up in different states. Then new destinations. I mean, there are new destinations which are in a particular state, it comes up. New destinations, new leisure points. Now people have studied, especially with the advent of YouTube and various aspects. There are gems of destination in India which are not explored by people. People haven't been there, people haven't seen those places. And they're scenic, they're beautiful. And they are coming up with niche hotels, niche hospitality products, which are attracting people. And what is that doing? Is putting pressure on your regular destinations. I'll just give you a little snapshot quote given by Anil Chadha from ITC division. ITC is the CEO of ITC. He says, with the easing of travel restriction, new markets may open up in the hospitality business. In this context, business expansion is on the cards for ITC. India is one of the biggest hospitality players, ITC, is looking to at foreign markets beyond Sri Lanka. So not only opening up emerging markets within the country, but there are different countries also which are opening up as emerging markets for people to go. So that is also another aspect. mean, the new destinations for tourists. People want to explore, especially when you were cooped up for 2 years within the walls of your houses. You want to explore more now. You want to see more nature. You want to be out more. So instead of going to your Goa, which you went every year, or your routine destinations where you went every year, and you're looking for different alternative destinations, where you can see new things, you can experience new things. And especially when it comes to last minute travel. So if I'm in Bombay in the last minute, I want to go, Lonavala is regular, Mahabaleshwar is regular, but I'm looking for something else. Probably go to Igatpuri, which has not been that regular, it's becoming regular. So that is what is happening. So, and the other thing is, after the pandemic, people's willingness to go out, especially for leisure travel, has increased. It's surged. And for 2 years, you've not experienced anything, you've been in, bottled up. Now you want to see. You want to see. You realize that the world, your world could end anytime. Your life could end anytime. Now you want to experience the world. You say, go to tourist hotspots. You want to have big weekends, getaways. You want to experience that also. So hotels have started reporting full occupancy. There's 2-3 times surge in flight bookings, especially during long weekends. Last year, Independence Day weekend was a long weekend. Many destinations were full. But then alternative destinations came up, new destinations came up because of the fullness. So instead of going to Goa, people went to Gokarna, Baikal. They went to Kasol or Dharamshala instead of Shimla and Manali. Valpari and Yarakud instead of Ooty and Kurg. Savai Madhapur or Raj Sambandh in Rajasthan instead of Jaipur and Udaipur. Small places, beautiful places, different kinds of places. Give you different kinds of experiences. So people started moving to new markets, new destinations have come out. Small boutique hotels have come there. And these new locations are now creating higher RevPAR. RevPAR is revenue per available room. So they're creating higher RevPARs. So easing travel restrictions, new destination, people's willingness to travel, people's awareness of different destinations. Total awareness of what the environment is around different destinations. The entire travel in India, domestic travel has changed. So you look at places like Rishikesh. Branded hotels in Rishikesh commanded on the higher rate last fiscal, 21 to 22, than other places in India. So this will give you a little idea with the new locations with higher RevPARs for the industry. So this is a post-COVID, how COVID turned the tables. 15 cities by revenue per available room. Rishikesh has moved to number one. It wasn't even in the first top 15 in 2018-19. 21-22 is reduced to number one in its RevPAR. Udaipur has come from number one to number two. But look at cities like Mumbai. Mumbai has gone from number 13. Goa has moved to number 8. I mean, you have Rishikesh, Udaipur, Ranthambore, Kumbakaram, Shimla, Mussoorie, Srinagar, Goa, Kovalam, Chandigarh, Jodhpur, Lonavala, Mumbai, New Delhi, Jaisalmer. The entire thing has changed. And look at what it used to be. It used to be Udaipur, Mumbai, Goa, Shimla, New Delhi, Mussoorie, Gurgaon, Varanasi, Bangalore. Half these cities are no longer there in the list. So that's how it has changed. New destinations. Rishikesh is not a new destination, but it has become more popular now. So mobility is also a huge factor. Ease of movement. Infrastructure. Transportation. How do I get there? Is it easy for me to go there? Easy for me to communicate back? Yes. That has caused a shift in demographics where people go, especially for domestic travel. So hospitality industry moved because earlier Igatpuri was far from Maharashtra. I said Igatpuri, I'll go for a weekend. But Igatpuri earlier used to take me 8 hours to drive. Now it takes me 3.5 hours, 4 hours to drive. So that mobility and accessibility has changed because I can reach there in 4 hours, 3.5 to 4 hours. I would go there. It takes me 2.5 hours to get to Lonavala from Mumbai, but it takes me 4.5 hours, 4 hours, so fine, 1.5 hours more, not 6 hours, 8 hours, which it used to take earlier. Roads were bad, now it's changed. Then there's growth of private vehicles, which allows me accessibility. I have my own vehicle, I can drive. There are lease vehicles available now. There are rent a cabs, which are cheaper now than they have ever been before. The trend of moving to travel now has increased because of that. Because of accessibility, mobility. Attitude has changed. My aspirations have changed. People's aspirations have changed. What I want to do with life has changed. I want to live life. I want to experience every aspect of a culture, my nation, other nations. It's all changed. There is always a religious aspect to travel, which always remains. Now more than ever, but there is always a religious aspect to travel. And because of the high stress environment of working, now COVID brought that work from home culture, which took away timings of working. So the stress increased. So that high stress work environment also, you need to take a break. So that attitude has changed. I also have now a tendency, whenever I get an opportunity, to take multiple holidays. Short term, long term, prefer short term durations. Even during off season, you know, there is that monsoon tourism in Kerala, which has been going on for donkey's years. Now it's picked up in Goa. Gained this popularity because ultimately I can afford even better hotels at that price during monsoon time and I can experience it, but don't mind the monsoons. And there is also another growing awareness of environmental friendly places to move to, environmentally suitable tourism where I will not disturb the ecology. I can observe it from far. There's a quick break thing. This is now, it's like weekend getaways has become very busy across various, at least destinations close to major cities. Quick break, 2-day trip. So there's been a huge pent-up demand here, which has seen a resurgent rise last year. It's now settling in, but it was there. So you just take a quick 2-day break when you have a weekend off, you just go in the weekend. Earlier, you know, we were students, we used to go with friends, weekend chalte kidhar. Now you want to go with your family, you want to go with everybody else possible. That trend has changed. So now we'll move to the booking.com, which is an intermediary. It's a booking engine for hotel room bookings across the world, one of the most famous ones. The APAC Travel Confidence Index 2022. So they polled around 11 markets. India emerges the most confident to travel. 86% of India want to travel in the next 12 months, followed closely by Vietnam and China. North Asian markets of Korea, Taiwan and Japan ranked lower in the index in terms of overall confidence. But there was relatively high, above 60% who yet wanted to travel. So confidence of traveling has not fallen down. This is a clipping of the article which was published. So this is the highlights. Indians at the top of the, I'll read out the highlights for you. Indians at the top of travel confidence index, Japan bottom according to the report. 87% of Indians surveyed plan to keep traveling domestically, even when international borders open. 58% will prefer to travel with family. Like I said, now family travel has increased. They want to keep on experiencing sustainable luxury during domestic trips. Indians shows the least preference for the outdoors, for being indoors. 3 in 10 Chinese plan to resume overseas travel once the quarantine policy has been lifted. We saw that the policy has been recently lifted and everybody wants to travel in China. The 3 in 10 I think has moved to 9 in 10. Appetite for foreign travel is still low in Singapore and Hong Kong. Staycations preferred. Have a vacation where you are. Staycation. But what is emerging out of this is as simple as this. People are willing to travel. Domestic travel has increased in terms of people wanting to experience their own country, wanting to go to different parts of their own country. Foreign travel, because of rupee changes and other aspects of environment which are not controllable to hotel, has, you know, differentiated from place to place. So that's one aspect. Government policies also play a very important part. Tourism is a multidimensional subject for the government. So right from hospitality to tourist tours, tour guides, various other religious aspects, every other aspect which the government interferes in, a formulation of a policy is very important. crucial in understanding national and international framework within the Vanuatu. Even the government being friendly towards one particular nation, not friendly to another, also affects tourism. So tourism is, it's such a, we are friendly to Russia, but we are not friendly to another country. So the people from that country don't come to our country. They don't expect people to be friendly. So it affects tourism. Government policies and everything affects tourism. So laws and regulations, the government. They're the ones who make the laws. Like I said, normally it's supply oriented. I mean, how you build a hotel, when you build a hotel, what are the regulations which you have to follow, where you get subsidy to build the hotel. They don't look at the demand. They just look at, I want a hotel in my area. I just want to run, I want a good hotel. They are the ones with the health and regulation policies. They are the ones who put the strict guards, the stricter rules for travelers. Then the technology factor. We've been discussing technology factor throughout, actually, as an underlining theme. Because technology factor is a very important factor. Everything being computerized, global distribution system, a global marketing system, social media is completely global. There is, like I said, YouTube videos available, aspects available that allows for technological communications. But then there is also the operation factor, computerized reservation system, global distribution networks. The bookings.com and all the OTAs, increasing use by consumers of the internet. There is a marked improvement in terms of kitchen equipments, which have created, more different techniques. People make now cook food in, you get Indian food in cooked by different techniques. In-room comforts have been changed. Click of a button, you can do anything. There's one remote which you can control your lights to your curtains to your television. So all those aspects are there, which also helps you in security of the guests. Demand is always created by technology. It's a major influencer. Social media is the buzzword. It is the buzzword. It's, at the end of the day, social media is telling you about their experiences. People have gone to different places. They talk to you about their experiences. That creates the buzz. That's one aspect. The second aspect is different destination. People talking about different worlds you've not explored. So it's telling you, oh yeah, I should go there. Then you start exploring, finding out on the internet. And you get all the information now. Information is readily and easily available. Smartphones, people traveling in buses, people traveling in cars, drivers are driving, they're sitting on their smartphones and looking at all the stuff on them. It's a major influential factor for hospitality and travel. Then you have these travel reality shows, which, like I said, YouTube and other, your Netflix and Prime Video and all, they're showing you these lifestyle and reality shows, your travel shows. They're all available across the world. So earlier you would not get those shows available at any point of time you want to watch. So let's say if I want to go to South Africa or I want to go to Kenya, and I go on one of these platforms and search, and I'll get a reality show which will show me what is going on. They're introducing, interviewing tour operators, they're interviewing different, and they're going through different places. They're telling me what to see. And they're not only Indians who are doing it abroad, but there are people from different countries doing it. And not only for commercial purposes, they're just doing it. So collective effect of media watching has become an inspiration to hospitality. But that also creates its own challenges, like it creates different destinations. And it strongly influences different social consumers' attitudes, environmental factors. Now, around the globe, Greta Thunberg has, the environmental activists, has ensured that environmental factors have come on the forefront of everybody's lips. Environmental factors are more important. It's grown in awareness. It's become more and more important across the globe. Governments have started to recognize that environmental factors have to be taken into account. people are now being environmentally conscious of where they travel. What is the impact of their travel? Mass tourism has become controversial because it puts pressure on the infrastructure. Na? You go to Ladakh, the more the tourism increases, the more the hotels and the more the infrastructure develops. It's true that the more the hotels and infrastructure develops, the more the local people benefit in terms of money. But it will affect the environment because you're digging into, you're eating land from the environment, you're taking away land from the environment. So these factors people are globally looking at. So these are the stress on infrastructure facilities due to new hotel and leisure developments, like I just give you an example. Intrusion into natural habitats. We are more and more moving into forests. Tigers are more and more have to become urban. Uneven usage and destruction of scarce resources. Air pollution, noise pollution, very important. People don't want to travel to Delhi during this period of time because the air pollution is too much, even in Bombay nowadays, during winter. And there is generation of waste and difficulties in disposal of these wastes. Great environmental issues. So people consider these factors before they move. So like we discussed throughout, there are macro and micro issues which all affect the way you market. Your market defense, your market segmentations, your niche markets, all how you position yourself now depends on how you look at these environmental aspects, other aspects, and the social awareness of people. We look forward to your next chapter. Thank you very much.